Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
How do you decide when you're going to issue a dissent?
I feel like I might have something to offer and something to add, and I'm not afraid to use my voice.
What keeps you up at night?
I would say the state of our democracy.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm.
No. Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
Mr. Chairman, you mentioned that you're looking at some of the pardons that were done under President Biden and the use of the auto pen. Dr. Fauci being one of them, talking about whether they were legitimate or not. Are you also looking into Biden's judicial appointments as well?
Absolutely. Everything that was signed with the auto pen, especially in the last year of the Biden presidency. This is when all the books that are being written, all the tell-all interviews that are being recorded from his former disgruntled staffers and staffers who are trying to preserve their reputation for future employment, they're all saying that Joe Biden was in a deep mental decline and that he was protected by a very small inner circle. We brought a few of those people in the inner circle and asked them simple questions like, were you ever told to lie about the president's health? And they couldn't answer that question. They had to plead the fifth to avoid self-incrimination. This raises an issue whether these pardons, whether these judicial appointments, and whether these executive orders are legal. I believe that if this investigation keeps going in the way that it's going, that's going to raise serious concerns about whether or not Joe Biden even knew what was going on around him, much less whether he authorized the use of his signature on all of this stuff. I think all of these are in jeopardy of being declared null and void in a court of law. And that's a big deal for the Trump administration, because so much of what Trump is up against in court now with these liberal, biased, Biden-appointed judges is the fact that they're using and citing some of these executive orders as reason to throw out President Trump's agenda and President Trump's executive orders. So they tried to Trump-proof the administration on the way out the door. And the problem they've got now is the American people realize that Joe Biden wasn't the one calling the shots, and he may very well have not even been mentally fit to make decisions to authorize the use of his auto pen, if he even authorized it. So this is going to play out in a court of law. I think our investigation is going to be a substantial part of evidence in it, and that's why we're doing the investigation.
What if I told you that every single Biden judicial appointment could be completely invalid? That's right, including Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court seat. And as you just heard, evidence is mounting that this constitutional crisis is about to explode across America like never before. Strap yourselves in, butter the popcorn. This is about to get real good. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as a new conservative age inevitably and unstoppably rises. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Look, I know this sounds incredible, but stay with me to the very end of this video, because what I'm about to reveal will change how you view our entire judicial system. For months, we've been hearing about Biden's obvious cognitive decline, his reliance on handlers, and questions about who's really making decisions in the White House. But now, what began as rumbling, whispers, it's now become a roar that could shake the very foundations of nothing less than our Supreme Court. Here's what we're covering today. First, we're going to look at the increasingly shocking allegations about Biden's mental acuity during his crucial appointments. Second, the AutoPen scandal, the gift that keeps on giving, the AutoPen scandal that has legal experts questioning everything, literally everything, about the last 2 years of the Biden presidency. And then third, and this is the big one, why Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's seat might indeed be the most vulnerable of all. So let me paint you a picture of what's happening behind closed doors right now. According to an explosive new report, during the critical period when Biden was nominating Supreme Court justices, serious questions were already being raised about his cognitive abilities. Now, we're talking about a man who couldn't remember basic facts, who relied heavily on teleprompters for simple conversations, and who, according to multiple sources, wasn't making key decisions himself. But here's where it gets really interesting. Representative James Comer's Oversight Committee has been digging deep. What they found is absolutely staggering. When questioned about Biden's mental state during his crucial appointments, like Ketanji Jackson, several White House staff members have invoked the Fifth Amendment. Now let that sink in. They're literally pleading the Fifth rather than answering basic questions about the president's mental acuity. I mean, think about if Biden wasn't mentally competent to make these decisions, then every signature, every nomination, every single judicial appointment becomes constitutionally questionable. This isn't just about politics anymore. This is about the fundamental legitimacy of our executive and judicial systems. Now, this is key because everything in many respects begins with Biden's cognitive condition. Everything. If he was non compos mentis, if he was not of sound mind, then the whole of his administrative activity comes under significant question. Now, with that in place, this is where things get really explosive. Enter the AutoPen. Right? An automatic signature device that can replicate anyone's signature perfectly. Multiple sources are now suggesting that crucial documents, including judicial nominations, may have been signed using this device rather than Biden himself. Now, again, keep in mind, if he's non compos mentis, and even if he, you know, if he's signing it personally, but he's in He's not of sound mind and body, that brings it all into question. So it's not even an AutoPen per se, but the AutoPen makes it even worse. And here's why it matters. The Constitution requires the president to personally execute his duties, being of sound mind and body. If Biden was using an AutoPen for Supreme Court nominations while he was mentally incapacitated, then many are now openly admitting that those appointments are legally null and void. You heard Comer, Representative Comer at the beginning say that. And guess what? The timeline is absolutely damning. Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination process coincided exactly with the period when Biden's cognitive decline was becoming impossible to hide. We're talking about a Supreme Court justice whose entire appointment could be based on a constitutional fraud. So what are legal experts saying about this? Well, that, my friends, is exactly what we're about to find out. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When was the last time you checked on your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. Now, if you're like me, the answer is never. And the problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document. They use a fake notary stamp. They pay a small fee with your county and boom, that's it. Your title's been transferred out of your name. Then they take out tons of loans using your equity, or they even sell your property. You don't know what that's happened until you get a collection notice or a foreclosure notice. So that's why you need to stop what you're doing right now and find out today if you've actually already been a victim. Use promo code TurleyTalks at HometitleLock.com to make sure your title's still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report, plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. It's amazing. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and where if fraud should happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com now. Use promo code TurleyTalks, all one word. That's HometitleLock.com, promo code TurleyTalks. Legal experts are already saying that if these allegations prove true, it would, not could, it would create the biggest constitutional crisis since the Civil War. Every case Jackson has voted on, every decision she's influenced, all of it could be thrown into legal limbo. But Ketanji Brown Jackson is frankly just the tip of the iceberg here. As you heard at the beginning with Congressman James Comer, if these allegations hold up, we're looking at potentially dozens of federal judges whose appointments could be challenged. Now think about the implications of that. Liberal activist judges who have been rubber stamping the progressive agenda could find their authority completely undermined. I mean, this could be the legal earthquake that conservatives have been craving for decades. For years, we've watched as liberal judges have twisted the Constitution to fit their bizarre political agenda. Now we might have the legal basis to challenge the very authority that they have to sit on the bench. And here's the beautiful irony. The same progressive movement that's been screaming about constitutional norms and rule of law could actually end up finding their entire judicial strategy crumbling because they couldn't be honest about Biden's mental acuity. Speaking of beautiful irony, imagine if President Trump is granted the legal authority to question every single Biden judicial appointment. I mean, we could see a complete reversal of the liberal judicial takeover that's been happening for the past 4 years. This is not speculation anymore. Legal teams are already preparing challenges, and the evidence just keeps mounting. Every day brings new revelations about Biden's handlers, about who is really making decisions, and about the elaborate cover-up that kept the American people in the dark. Now, to be fair, there are a number of legal analysts who are arguing that when it comes to Ketanji, we've already passed the point of no return. They're arguing that Jackson, at least at this point, simply cannot be removed through the avenue of the courts, overturning the legitimacy of her nomination. While there's no question that she's utterly nuts, that she is constitutionally illiterate, unfortunately, the only possible remedy for this blight on the Supreme Court at this point in the game is impeachment. Congressional impeachment. That's the only way a Supreme Court justice that's been approved, that's been seated, could actually be removed from their seats. And that's only happened once in our nation's history. Samuel Chase, 1804, the Supreme Court justice. He was impeached by the House, but failed to be convicted in the Senate. So he was never removed. Again, it's all a matter of how it plays out at this point. In the meantime, what we are clearly seeing here is yet another scandal break out in the open surrounding the bumbling Biden regime. And in the days and weeks ahead, we can all be sure of one thing. It's only going to get worse. We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awaken. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to AmericaAwaken.us and order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here, and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.